never been a barefoot woman at a shoe sale. Able to stretch a single paycheck for an entire month. Makes money concepts easier than third grade math. Introducing your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhall.
Work all day, stress all night. Take your mind off your money, focus on your life. Money don't matter or the stuff it buys. It's the way you think, not what you got, yeah.
Unlock Your Wealth Radio starts now.
Get your money mind right.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Heather Wagenhall. And this week, we have an incredible show for you. Thank you so much for joining us here at UnlockYourWealthRadio.com, where you go to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness will follow. We are in our ninth key already in the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series. And this week's key is all about your credit. I'm grateful that you joined us today because we are going to talk about your murky money waters, and we're going to learn how to get those things cleaned up so you can prosper. Bad credit does not have to be a life sentence to poverty. You can just have bad credit and move forward. And the wonderful thing about credit, it is not a static entity. Even if you are not doing anything actively to continue to build your credit, every day you stop abusing it is another step closer to better credit. So that's the bonus that we're going to learn today. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am so glad that you joined us. The Keys to Riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teaches you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. It also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, building wealth holistically, while transforming those current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do that each and every week, one week at a time, one key at a time. And we have now arrived at our Create Credit key. So what we first have to understand is, what is credit? And why is it important? And specifically, what you can do if you've goofed up. So the reason why credit is so important is because of what it does for you. From an underwriting perspective, which is the person who sits behind the glass wall, or sometimes they are opaque now because of what happened in our mortgage crisis and banking crisis, they're that little person that sits in a room that you don't know who they are or if they're fed regularly, and they make decisions about you based on something called the four layers of risk. And these four layers of risk are simply character, capacity, capital, and collateral. We will learn more about them next week in our Remember Real Estate key, because we're going to talk about the specifics to building wealth and how your credit is an important factor in it. So credit is one of the four layers of risk referred to as character. And simply, your credit is how well you have managed your previous obligations in the past, because that will be an indicator as to how well you will manage your current and future financial obligations. So you are being judged. And the reason why, like mutual funds have their famous disclosure that says past performance does not necessarily indicate future results, although it's a pretty good indicator, all things being equal. So as long as the management doesn't change in your investment fund and the strategies are adhered to, you're likely to see the same performance year after year. The same thing happens with your credit. Why? Because behavior is predictable, because it's unconscious. And since it's unconscious, that means it happens without you actively manipulating it. So if you are not actively manipulating your behavior, just like leopards and cheetahs don't change spots, your behavior is probably going to be fairly the same. And so if you have been poor in your mismanagement and don't take an active role in redirecting your credit behavior, then you are likely to continue along that path and you are going to be judged harshly and, as a result, deemed a financial risk, and you will be assessed accordingly. If you are awarded credit, it will be at crummy, crummy interest rates. And when the interest rate is higher, that means your affordability goes down, so you can borrow less money for the same income dollars. And again, that will be explained in next week's Key. So you're going, okay, well, like, I didn't even realize that, so what does that mean for me? What do I got to do? How do I fix it? Well, the key in fixing bad credit is to first stop what it is that you are doing that's creating this poor credit scenario. Once we can stop what it is that is causing all of the trouble, then we can focus on what to do to correct it. Because like I said, time heals all wounds as well as credit reports. So you can just simply get away from the bad credit by giving yourself time to distance yourself from whatever happened. And it could be something that was a financial catastrophe. It may have been unavoidable, beyond your control, that something happened. It isn't necessarily that you were goofing off. So in either case, again, time heals all wounds and credit reports. But in addition to that, if you want to accelerate your ability to create credit, because there is a difference between leverage and bad debt. Bad debt is debt we've accumulated that is not for the cause of financial independence, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. And leverage is good debt that helps further our cause. So if you have more bad debt, frivolous debt, irrelevant debt, and less leverage, we're going to learn how to strategize and flip-flop that ratio so all you're carrying on your credit report is good debt, meaning leverage that is furthering your financial cause. So first I would like to say stop doing the things that are making you impoverished. If you apply the techniques that you have learned so far to manage your emotions and learn how to control your spending, which is what we've been focusing on for the past few weeks, then we can move forward and now implement some techniques to help accelerate our ability to repair our damaged credit rating. And that's the beauty about credit, because it is fluid, it is always in motion, that we have the opportunity to repair it, and quite rapidly if we give it time. So what we want to do is focus on where it is that we want to be. What are our goals? And so this is going to require us to pull out our dreams with deadlines for week three. So if you're joining us for the first time, go download a past episode at unlockyourwealthradio.com and get caught up so you know what we're talking about, because there are three questions and five areas of concern that we are focusing on. And what we need to do in order to be successful is identify where it is we are and where we want to go and figure out what the plan is to get there. And after this break, we are going to do just that with regard to our credit report. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I'm Heather Wagenhall. Stay tuned for more coming up right after this.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hoppy, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio at unlockyourwealthradio.com, and I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhalls. And before the break, we were talking about what it is we need to do to create a quality credit report. And the first thing we need to do that we discussed was to stop the bad stuff. And now we are going to learn how to start the good stuff. Because each and every day that we cease to commit financial crimes against ourselves by incurring more and more frivolous debt, now we're going to learn how to move forward and fix what's wrong by adding good stuff to our portfolio. So I have a question to ask you so you could put this in perspective. And it's a little bit of a story, so bear with me. If you go to a restaurant and have a wonderful meal, totally enjoy the experience, you spend it with friends or a loved one, the food was perfect, the mood was perfect, the ambiance, everything couldn't have been better. Are you going to go back to that restaurant the next week and give them more money for the week for the meal you had the week previously? Okay, so think about that. Are you going to do that the week after that? Are you going to do that the month after that? What about the month after that? I mean, was the meal really that good that you're going to keep going back and giving that restaurant more money for a meal you've already eaten in the past? Because if you think that's silly, that is exactly what you do every time you charge a meal and do not pay it off at the end of the month. The meal costs you infinitely more than you were originally charged because you have chosen to let that debt ride. And you do that each and every time with every frivolous purchase. So think about this. If you cannot afford to pay off whatever it is that you're charging by the end of the month, you need to ask yourself, is this a tangible asset that I am buying on credit without the intent of paying it off at the end of the month that is going to have substantial financial rewards for me over time? If that answer is no, then whatever it is you're charging shouldn't be charged. It's that simple. Rich people do not do that. Rich people pay off their credit cards every month. And I don't want to hear your argument about, well, yeah, they're rich, so like they can afford to do that. No, because they may not have always been rich. But what got them rich was the mindset that I am not going to incur any debt that does not further my cause for financial freedom, wealth, and happiness. Your credit is a tool. It's not your money. It's somebody else's money that you have to pay for the privilege of using if you don't return it to them within the grace period. Okay? When you start thinking about that and thinking of your credit in that fashion, perhaps it will give you some more perspective. When you default on your obligations to your creditors, you are saying, in essence, I am entitled to spend your money the way I want without paying for the privilege of it or giving it back to you. It's like stealing. Do not let anybody else tell you any different. It is like stealing. You are not entitled to that credit. That credit is not your money. That credit was earned by someone else and lent to the financial institution that lent it to you. Okay? And if you are upset that your financial portfolios are getting crappy returns, like your IRAs and 401ks, and you're investing, but you're not getting any value, that's why. Because you are investing for the hope of receiving a return, but there's somebody on the other end of that fence saying, I'm going to take this extension of credit and treat it lightly. I'm going to dismiss the importance of the fact that you lent me that money through your IRA, through your 401k, through your pension fund. Okay? So now that we're thinking in those terms, it's going to help us with our mindset. We are not entitled to any lifestyle we haven't earned. It doesn't matter how much we feel we deserve it. It doesn't matter. If you are not currently wealthy, then you have no business buying luxury items that you cannot afford to pay off at the end of the month. Those are called luxury items for a reason. They are reserved for the folks that can afford it. And every time you buy something that does not make you money on credit and you can't arbitrage the interest rate differences between what you're paying and what you're making, each and every time you do that, you are trading your big dreams for wealth, riches, and financial freedoms for today's little dreams, like lattes and fast food and video games and garbage that has no value after it's consumed. None whatsoever. Wouldn't it be a better mindset to take that money that you have earned and actually have it make money for you? That would be wonderful, wouldn't it? Well, we're going to learn in the next segment exactly how to do that. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio with Heather Wagenhall, so we'll be right back with more coming up after this.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95. at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, KINESIS Industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagonhalls, and we are moving forward in our Create Credit Key this week. So, what do we need to do in addition to stopping the bad behavior, which we've been learning about for the last 8 weeks, and changing our mindset, which is what we learned in the last segment, to actually figuring out what it is that we need to be doing right? So moving forward, when it comes to building a healthy credit profile, what we need to be doing is thinking about what it is that we're doing with our finances. So if we are not currently servicing our debt on a monthly basis completely, meaning each and every month paying off the entire balance of our credit cards, we need to start doing that. If you visit the website at unlockyourwealthradio.com on our strategies and our Insiders Club, you find the tools that you need to learn how to create a bad debt elimination plan so you can begin the process of eliminating what's holding you back financially. We talked about trading our big dreams for little dreams. Every time you leverage a latte, you lose that leverage to build wealth. Every time you finance Ferragamos, you lose the opportunity to finance an asset that will create wealth for you, that you can use as a tool. And we have to remember that credit is not an entitlement and it's not a goal. It's simply a tool to help us build wealth. Used properly, we'll create infinite income streams for ourselves, and others will help us build our wealth when we learn how to do this properly. Used improperly, and we are going to be enslaved to a life of poverty and serfdom, because we are going to be financing other people's dreams every time we make an interest-only payment on our credit cards. It's unfortunate, but it happens each and every day. And we have to be cognizant of this. We have to know what it is that we're doing, why we're doing it, and be able to say, I am going to stop the madness, and I'm going to stop it now. So for this week's key, our Create Credit strategy is simply learning to stop the bad behavior. Stop the bleeding first. Then once we stop the bleeding, we need to get out our money Neosporin and put some antibiotic salve on that wound so we can heal it. That's how we're going to eliminate the debt. And then moving forward, we are going to learn how to leverage ourselves appropriately for the opportunity to create financial freedom for ourselves without having to be rich first. Our credit extensions is our opportunity to borrow the wealth we don't currently have to build more, not to get ourselves into debt. And once we can change this mindset, mentally, you're going to be free. Mentally, you're going to be making better decisions. And what happens to our physiology when we're making better decisions? We're calmer, we're happier, and our lives have a generally positive outlook. And that's the key for this week's Create Credit section. So I want to thank you so much for joining us today. For the nuts and bolts for this week's key, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealthradio.com, where you go to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness will follow. I'm Heather Wagenhals, your purveyor of prosperity, saying thanks so much for joining us, and go out and make it a prosperous day.